Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Branson inside the blue line with a shot, and Radulov around traffic in front of him reached out and grabbed onto it.
Scott Radulov, a positive of this loss for the Sabres tonight. 20 shots, 20 saves. That one right there, our Upstate Honda dealers save of the game. For a great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 6-3 Columbus. Let's get to our goal of the game now. It's brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We go to the third period. Buffalo trying to stay in it as the Sabres get their third goal of the night.
Drops the pass off. Scores! What a play driving towards the net. I believe that's Yachts that gets the goal.
And it is Yobbs from Oslin and Komarov at 13:46. That made it a 5-3 Buffalo game. And again, our goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. 6-3 Columbus, the final. Before we get to Paul Hamilton with his final take on this game tonight, let's get to our final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third, Columbus was 17. They really poured it on there. 12 for the Sabres, 43-31 Columbus in the game. Each team went 1-for-3 on the power play. As I mentioned, Scott Radulov in net, very good. 20 shots, 20 saves. Felix Sandstrom played the second half of the game, 22 shots. He surrendered 5 goals in that game at Nationwide Arena. All right, let's go to Paul Hamilton now. And Paul, we were very impressed with how the Sabres minor leaguer group hung with this Columbus team. Third period, though, the Blue Jackets really kind of took it to another level.
Yeah, and a lot of the goals that they scored there on Sandstrom, they scored 5 of them in less than a half a game after Radulov was great. And they basically had just as many shots. I mean, Radulov faced 20 in 30 minutes, basically 31 minutes, and Sandstrom faced 22 in about 27 minutes. So it wasn't like one faced a barrage of shots more than the other, but Sandstrom couldn't make a save. I mean, it's as simple as that. Were there some open guys at times? Yes. But those were saves that were being made by Radulov throughout the game. It's just the first goal wasn't Sandstrom's fault. I mean, that basically was Van Riems' bike. A puck popped out to him, and he's by himself with an empty net. Sandstrom had just made a save. So really that one in the second period wasn't bad. But in the third period, wow, I mean, he's got to make some saves, and he couldn't keep his team in the game, and that's been his problem his whole career with Philadelphia. I'm not going to lie to you, I was a little surprised when the Sabres signed him. I mean, yeah, they signed him basically to be Rochester's backup, but first the Sabres have to decide if they're going to keep 3 goalies or if they waive Reimer. Can he get through waivers? I think he can. But, you know, Reimer basically is going to be Rochester's number one goaltender. But Sandstrom just showed me again that this guy just – I don't think he's a pro goaltender, and the Flyers knew that. And let him go after a while. And I don't know what the Sabres saw to make them think that they needed to sign him. Quite honestly, I would put Hauser in before I'd put Sandstrom in.
Yep. Well, let's talk about another positive here, Paul. Noah Östlund gets 3 assists. You mentioned he was in on now, what? That's 4 goals in a row. Or is that 5? Is that 5 in a row, right?
Well, it's 4. Go back, he got to the overtime goal. 4. He was in on all 3 goals today.
And all 3 tonight. 4 in a row. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he definitely is showing that he's going to be kind of near the top of this Amerks group here. And, you know, hopefully, obviously, if there's, you know, when there's call-ups, if for his sake, maybe he's near the top of the list.
And there's skilled plays that he's making, too. You know, the goal was just phenomenal. That made one of the top plays in SportsCenter, both in Canada and in the United States. And beautiful pass to Yops for the goal off a 2-on-1. You know, and a nice play to Nometsa, or, you know, that was coming late on a rush. And, you know, it's almost like he had eyes in the back of his head, finds him and he scores and sees Dunn by himself in the crease and has to make a pass that Merzlikins can't get a stick on. He does it, puts it right where Dunn can get it and just basically redirect the puck into the net for the goal. So it wasn't just lucky assists or a lucky goal. They were all in all 4 situations, they were very skilled plays.
Paul Hamilton here with me, Brian Colesiel, on the postgame. Columbus winning by a score of 6-3. One more preseason game Monday at home against Detroit at 7 o'clock. And we also found out that for Detroit tonight, they actually had to postpone their game with Pittsburgh. So the Red Wings will be playing essentially a split squad game with the Sabres on Monday night. So you may not see some of the regulars that you may expect with Detroit. Again, just this officially coming from the Wings tonight, saying that their preseason game against Pittsburgh has been rescheduled for Monday at 7 o'clock as part of a split squad game. The Red Wings will also play against Buffalo Monday night at 7. So,
They're playing 2 games on Monday.
Yeah. So they're going to send half their team to Buffalo and then keep half back to play Pittsburgh.
Okay. You know what? Yes. If I'm the Red Wings, I basically send my minor league team to play Buffalo, since you know you're getting the Sabres minor league team, and then have the good guys, the NHL guys, stay home and play the Penguins. That's the way I would do it.
Yeah. I agree. I think that's probably what we're going to see for sure, especially because there's no surprise with what Buffalo's going to do. You know exactly who you're getting. Yeah, it's not like you have to guess.
The only one is, and I have a call out to the Amherst PR. They're trying to find out for me where Ryan Johnson's been. He hasn't played in 2 games now, which would indicate to me that he's nursing an injury. But they're trying to find out if that's the case. But I can imagine that he would have been scratched 2 games in a row. So my guess is that he's nursing an injury. We're trying to find out what that might be.
All right, Paul, good eyes on that with Ryan Johnson. Let's just finish by talking about this Red Wings game here. Final one here. Is there anything that you need to see a box checked of that you haven't seen yet so far in this preseason?
No, I mean, they gave it all they had for 40 minutes against an NHL team and were with them stride for stride. I mean, it was an even hockey game, except for maybe the first few minutes of the first period. I thought it looked like Columbus was the NHL team, but the Sabres got their legs. They got going. They weren't intimidated by it at all. I think the bad goaltending maybe kind of took them out of it a little bit. It's like, when you don't get a big save, it just deflates you, you know. It shouldn't, but they're human. You know, they're playing an NHL team. And, you know, they're doing real well for 2 periods. And, yeah, it's 2-1 at the end of the second period. And the goal they scored, it's not the goaltender's fault. It wasn't Sandstrom's fault. But, moving into the third period, he's got to make some saves, and more than one. And he didn't. Now, yes, Columbus did play better. The Sabres played worse. But, they got deflated. And that would be something Leone would work on, because Leone's not going to take that as an excuse. You know, you still got to play. You can't get deflated when things like this happen. So it's going to be a learning experience for a lot of the youngsters on this team. But it's really the only bad period that this group has played in what is it, 3 games now that they've played. The first 8 periods they played as a group, they were really good and worked hard in each and every one. And it got away from them. And, you know, again, that's going to be a learning experience for them.
Yep. Paul, thank you so much. We'll talk again on Monday with the last preseason game. And we're less than a week away from the regular season starting, which I know you're excited about.
Yes, I am. Take care.
Okay, Paul, great. Make sure you join us for that Steve Foley Law pregame show, 6:45 on Monday night from KeyBank Center, as we get you ready for the Sabres and the Wings, the final tune-up before the regular season starts again. The NHL team is essentially has already played their last preseason game. They are in Germany about to head to Prague. So Friday and Saturday games with the Devils, and you'll have those games right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, before we leave you here, let's go ahead and get a look at what's going on in the rest of the sports day. Our scores from around the league brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. All right, finals from the rest of the NHL tonight. Final in L.A., the Kings beat the Ducks 3-2. Overtime win for the Panthers. They beat Carolina 5-4. Toronto over Montreal 2-1. Patrick Laine, a scary hit knee-to-knee in that game. May want to monitor what happened with him, but a real scary hit for Laine. He left that game with an injury. Overtime win for the Blues, St. Louis 3, Chicago 2. They're in overtime right now in Philadelphia. Flyers and Bruins are tied 2 apiece. End of the second period in Nashville. Predators, a 6-0 lead on Tampa. 9 o'clock games that are just underway, or actually are just in the midst of going here. I should get you those games. Edmonton in Seattle, 2-2 at the end of one, and Calgary and Vancouver. Flames lead a 2-1 at the end of the first period. Let's get some college football scores in now. A rough game for the UB Bulls today at Connecticut. They fall 47-3 after the Bulls came off that upset win of number 23 ranked NIU. Bulls dropped to 3-2, managing only a field goal today. Biggest game of the day nationally with ranked teams, number 2 Georgia, number 4 Alabama. It's all Crimson Tide. They're at the half in Tuscaloosa. 30-7. Bama leading it right now. Both teams coming in 3-0. Two more ranked teams going at it in Happy Valley. Number 9 Penn State leading number 19 Illinois 14-7 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter in that one. Finals from earlier today. Number 6 Ole Miss upset at home to Kentucky 20-17. The final, number 12 Michigan holds on to beat Minnesota. They improved to 4-1 with a 27-24 victory. Number 16, Notre Dame. They improved to 4-1, a 31-24 win over number 15, Louisville. Number 1, Texas and Arch Manning going to 5-0. They beat Mississippi State 35-13. And number 3, Ohio State. A 31-7 lead right now. That one's in the third quarter. And Paul Hamilton's Iowa State Cyclones. Yes, they're ranked 18th in the country and on their way to going 4-0. They're up 20-0 in the fourth quarter at Houston. All right, there's your college football. Of course, big NFL games tomorrow. Sunday night football for the Bills. They take on the Ravens. Our coverage right here on our flagship on WGR. Pregame coverage starts at 3. Kickoff a little bit after 8. Chris Brown, Eric Wood, Sal Capaccio on the call from Baltimore. And it's supposed to be raining. The remnants of the hurricane coming through. Let's see if I can get a little updated forecast here from Baltimore as of this moment. The Bills have played in rainy conditions before, and you know I think have handled it quite well. But let's see here. Baltimore tomorrow says 45% chance of showers, 25% at 8 o'clock. So maybe they'll get lucky and it'll just be light or hit or miss, that it won't really affect the game too much. But if there is showers in the area, it wouldn't be surprising tomorrow night with the Ravens and the Bills. Again, we'll have coverage starting at 3 and going all day and all night long on our flagship station, WGR. And then we'll be back with you Monday night for the game with the Detroit Red Wings with the Sabres as they have their final preseason game. And then it's all real from that point on. Looking forward to that. The first of 82 next Friday in Prague. That's a 1 p.m. Eastern time puck drop from Czechia. All right, and that'll do it for our post-game show tonight. Want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer, Tom Matty, our engineer, Paul Hamilton, our reporter, and for Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, our game announcers, my name is Brian Coldhill. I thank you for listening. The final from Nationwide Arena in Columbus, the Blue Jackets 6, the Sabres 3. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow. Talk to you Monday night. Sabres and Red Wings from KeyBank Center right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.